producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We kick off this hour of ATN with the numbers game. Yeah, we can count. We can count and we can feel your frustrations, America. Kate Delaney, here by your side. I get it. I feel your fight. I do. I saw this in traveling over the holidays. I see it in my own backyard. And let me tell you, it's going to get worse the tail end of the week. Republicans are vowing to battle Obama, the prez, on his plan to beef up tough restrictions on guns through executive actions. On Monday, the prez said he's going to announce a series of actions specific on Tuesday to prevent gun violence. So there are some broad strokes. We do know that they're going to increase the number of people who require a background check before getting a gun, including people who buy them at gun shows from what they call occasional sellers. And I think there's going to be some other surprises in the mix that a lot of people are not going to be too fond of. Already Kentucky Senator Rand Paul and a slew of others have come out, but he said he vowed to fight Obama's executive orders tooth and nail. He said our founding fathers said Congress would write the laws. I'll fight Obama's executive orders all the way. And so there's going to be a big fight here. One of the things we know is that he's talking about dumping some money into mental illness. The problem is, where are you dumping that money? And it's over $500 million, there's your number, to prevent people who are shaky from getting guns, which we know has happened. But while, of course, any help that could go into helping people that are struggling, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm disagreeing with, how are you finding these mentally unstable people? How are you keeping what they're saying is dangerous weapons out of the hands of the mentally unstable and the criminals? That's the problem. I mean, you know, so with a, if it's a, quote, gun grab, it's incredibly unreasonable and unrealistic to think that this is going to work. Senator Ted Cruz said the word that Obama is once again going to abuse his power to try to seize our guns sadly surprises nobody. Florida Senator Marco Rubio said this president needs to stop focusing on what he's constitutionally forbidden to do, which is interfering with our Second Amendment. Now, there are people who disagree with that and think that it's horrific what's happened, like, for example, in Sandy Hook, and that perhaps if there were stricter laws, things would be different in this nation and you wouldn't have as many horrible mass shootings. Not that they're happening every day, but anytime you have even one, it's terrible, especially those poor young kids in Sandy Hook. What would have been different that would have stopped that? Because his mother legally had guns. He grew up shooting guns. There was no illegality to what happened there. So I looked to the other side of this, and I invite everybody, if you think this is the right thing, there is too much violence, it will make a big difference, then please flood the phone lines. And if you feel as though this is not going to solve the nightmare, the problems, the things that have happened that have led to horrific violence, including San Bernardino, where that was definitely jihadist activity. We know that. So what would have been different there? An easy peasy visa That could have been solved a long time ago, but no, that helped expedite the situation and get a faux bride to the United States. So you ultimately look back on what's happened this year. Let me throw out the phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. So by the end of the week, we'll certainly have it flushed out a lot more. I looked at the headline on the Huffington Post, and it said, Obama's executive actions on gun control may not do much, but he's doing more than Congress. So there's the other point of view. The White House can't say how much of a difference talking about these new guidelines, but on the first week back, boom, here we go. We know the federal background check system for gun purchases. There's problems there because there's not enough people to go through the system. And why is that? Because we have 63,000 people a day who are getting guns because they hear that they might not be able to get guns for one of the reasons why and for some of what's happening. Also, this smart gun technology and whatever the smart gun technology is, that's what I want to hear more specifics on. They did, again, outline, along with the Attorney General, on how many additional gun dealers would have to get licenses to sell firearms or how many more background checks would be conducted. So we'll see where all of that heads. I mean, new layers on the background system, streamlining the current one, that might not be bad if they're streamlining it. But hiring these additional people, saying that 91% of the background checks are done through the federal system within the 3 days that the LAW allows, and it'll be quicker to see that happen, the safety technology, this $500 million in additional funding for increased access to mental health care for what that means. The gun technology is just something to back the development of safety features. So that's pretty vague, meaning how much money is going to looking at safety features that will make a big difference in somebody having a gun and going after somebody else. You know, and here's the thing. Whether you are somebody who carries a gun or not or has a gun in your home, we will all admit to this. If you live in especially a carrying concealed area, if you were, God forbid, in a horrific situation where you're with family, yourself, whatever, at a mall, shopping, doing something out in the public where you should not have to worry about this, especially in places like malls and schools and churches and workplace, but this is the world we live in. I can tell you this. Would I want some crack shot behind me that could knock down the person? Would I have wanted that in San Bernardino? Oh, you bet you. Somebody that could give me a chance to scramble and get free because they were carrying and knew how to use it and had that clear shot. I don't care what your ideology is. I guarantee all of you would pray for that. Hang with us.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The biggest number of all, the fact that there are going to be a handful of executive actions related to guns. And I just pose the question, fair or foul, and you're certainly welcome in this show, no matter what the point of view is. It's about the conversation, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. And once again, Happy New Year, everybody. John in Washington, oh, we just missed him. All right, so I got a couple of emails that this obviously is cooking in some people's minds. So I've actually gotten a couple of emails with a few different twists on it. There is this one from Bartholomew who says, Kate, I actually praise the president for his decision to be able to go out on that limb by himself. I think he doesn't care what these rabid, radical Republicans think. And good for him. It's not about that, that he is trying to end the insanity of some of the weaponry people have and how they use it. Wouldn't you want your family to be safer? Wouldn't you want your neighbors to be safer, your neighborhood to be a better place, not worrying about some kook, some moron, some idiot with a gun and an attitude trying to take you out, whether it's accidentally or on purpose, respectfully. Well, here's the thing. Somebody wants to take you out. There's many methods of being able to take you out. And I look at it from the other point of view of taking rights away and being able to defend yourself. For as many stories that are sad and terrible of accidents, there are the stories of the people who have been able to defend themselves because they have the ability to own a gun. I think John slipped off, but we got him back. Hey, John, how are you? Maybe not. Ah, there you are.
Ah, yeah, there we go. Yeah, you touched a ton of subjects, and I don't want to take up all your time, but first of all, everybody forgets that the rights, not just the Second Amendment, but all the amendments, they're written down as they are given by God, not by man. So anything that they have done in the past or in the future to stop this whole gun thing is moot the point. They can't do it. That said, going back to what you were talking about, the the technology or the intelligent gun,
yeah,
or whatever you call
smart technology, yeah.
Yeah. The problem with that is, like any technology, it can be hacked. And the problem everybody has right now with that is that not only can some hacker from India or wherever hack into it, but the government can hack into it and they can disable it. And that's why everybody's in an uproar about that. As far as the problem with the gun shows and everything, there is no problem. The only people who can really sell guns without a background check is somebody that has one or two or five or something they collected over the years, or they want to sell it because they want to buy a new one. Those people can freely have commerce between other people and sell their weapons back and forth with that idea. But if you're out to actually buy something from a dealer or anybody else, you have to go through the NCIS system and get the background check.
Mm-hmm.
As for a terrorist or a terroristic act, if I really wanted to create havoc and kill people or whatever, I wouldn't waste my time going to a gun dealer or buying a hunt rifle off some poor guy. I'd go right down to Mexico, buy a few fully automatic weapons, come back up here and raise Cain. You know, there's no big deal. You can buy guns down there, although they have the most draconian gun laws in the world, practically. There's only one gun store in the whole of Mexico. But, you know, you can get fully automatic weapons down there just by going on the street corner.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, this whole thing with our Islamofascist little dictator in Washington, all this is just more things to make it harder on law-abiding citizens, and that's all.
John, great call. You made a lot of sense. Thank you. Appreciate that. Agree with you. It's just harder on law-abiding citizens, as John says. And, you know, that's the sad part of this. It's the great big, what I call the squeeze, getting squeezed in so many different directions. And here we go. That's why I mentioned the rights. Why taking rights away? From my point of view, that doesn't make any sense. And because of what John said, if you want to, and I agree with this, and we said this, if you wanted to really take out a big crowd, well, certainly we know what has happened with many other terror groups. It's bombings. I mean, look, flying planes into our buildings. Not that somebody can't use guns as a method. We saw that in San Bernardino. But on a grander scale, the idea is not guns. It's bombs. It's blowing things up. It's killing more people than just a small amount of people. And here's the thing. The president comes up with these executive actions, rather, but then it has to be funded. You know, we have three branches of government. We have the legislative branch, and the money has to come from Congress to fund these reforms. So good luck with that. That's not going to go. That's not going to pass. That's not going to work. There's going to be a great big wall that's going to be wrapped around Congress on any of these executive actions. And it's so draining. It's draining on time. It's draining on resources, jumping through these hoops. You know, I'm for for lack of a better way to say it, responsible gun ownership. And that's almost ridiculous to say. It's like, I'm for my teenage son being responsible when he goes out and I know they may have a drink or two at a party. But because I have been around weapons, because I have family members who have weapons, and I know that there is responsible gun ownership. I know people who have had to be in a situation where somebody intruded and they had the threat of the gun and it ended immediately. I know somebody who had to shoot somebody once in a situation where it was a home invasion, and thank goodness they did because they had two little babies upstairs where the initial break-in happened, and it was perhaps a saving of the lives of those children and who knows who else in the house. And by the way, the person who shot and killed the lone intruder was a mess afterwards, did not want to kill a human being, had no choice, was never charged, was cleared almost immediately because it was clear what was happening there. That's responsible gun ownership. Someone who knew how to use a gun, had the gun only for protection, went to a range and practice, had it correctly stored, you know, all of the obvious parts of owning a gun in what I call responsible. So this is going to be what takes up a lot of time the rest of the week, I think, certainly from out of D.C., and then the reaction to Americans across the board on what the exact executive actions are and how far ultimately, you know, they go and how ridiculous it will be to try to get the funding for them, because I don't see that happening. I don't think so. I don't think that there is going to be a veil that's lifted there that suddenly changes really anything. And by the way, a couple of quick reminders about the show. Don't forget on Tuesday for fun, because yay, thanks to EMG, we have an extension on giving away a computer. So if somebody correctly nails the score, and we'll do that throughout the playoffs, it's just one segment, second hour, final segment of the hour. Once the game is announced, there may be two games. Once the game is announced, you call in, tell us who you think is going to win and what the score is going to be. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like Powerball numbers, which, by the way, the Powerball is like astronomical. It's crazy how high the numbers climb. All right, hang with us.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the show that I love, because many of you seemingly run to email us more than anything else whatsoever. When you take action as far as sending emails, it's absolutely incredible. So I'm not going to eat up all this time. Let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is from Hazel, who says, Donald Trump to me, Kate. At first, I thought he was like nails on a chalkboard. Now, the more I listen to him, even if he's rough around the edges, even if he's a spoiled New Yorker, I like what this guy has to say compared to all the other talking heads who seem like a bunch of puppets to me. The more I watch the debates, the more I see how he talks to the media, the more I like what Donald Trump is about. So I've been one of those people who have converted from not liking Trump to liking Trump, especially when you think of what the options are. I freak when I think of the possibility of Hillary Clinton being president. I think he is the one person who can stop her. What do you think? I think it's very tough to handicap this, but if you're talking about Trump and Clinton going head to head, you're presuming that's who the two are that are left. I don't think that it's a layup for Hillary Clinton. I don't think it's a layup for Donald Trump. I think it's a horse race. And I think that both of them will do whatever they can to get people to go and vote. We know about the Electoral College, obviously, such a big control over what happens in picking presidents. But he absolutely, I think, has a better, despite what I've read in some of the polls, I think he has a better shot than the rest of the group at this point, from what I've seen, in beating Hillary Clinton. But let's see what happens in results season. Let's see who comes out. Let's see what happens there. You know, this is that point where the rubber meets the road. And if you are concerned about who's running and what's happening, You can't say, well, my vote erases the guy next door. You just have to go and vote. That's what you have to do, absolutely. All right, we move from Clinton and Trump possibilities squaring off against each other for president in 2016 to this one from John in Illinois, who says, Kate, I've been listening to you now for about a year. I really enjoy the show. Thank you so much. I was wondering what you think about this whole Gitmo thing. I know you're against the closing of Gitmo. And we know that the president signed an executive order in 2009 to close Guantanamo within a year. And here it is. This is his last and final year. Do you think Gitmo gets closed? I think there's going to be a great big push for that to happen. 17 detainees have been cleared for release from Guantanamo. They're expected to be transferred in the next week. We know that's going to happen. And, you know, a lot of that information they're not making public. Who's the first transferred? What's the designation? All that sort of stuff. But you're absolutely right. The president was pushing for that, wanted that, announced that. And that continues to be one of the key things I believe he'll push for until he's out of office. And what Obama is saying is that Guantanamo is one of the key magnets for jihadi recruitment. He's saying that that's where some terrible recruitment comes out of. But how much money are you going to spend to house somebody securely, house these people in the United States? I think it's more of a magnet, more of a draw to have them in the United States. And Congress, I cannot believe that Congress is going to say yes to this. They're saying don't assume that Congress is going to say no, but this will be one to watch. I'm glad you brought it up. And I am absolutely against moving the detainees to the U.S., to a prison somewhere that has to be redone, has to be focused on what's happening with the detainees, and again, the expense of that, but just what that could create in the United States. I think the bigger fear for me is what I think more of a target in the United States, absolutely. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one from Jacob. Kate, I haven't emailed you in a while. Sorry, I've been sick under the weather, but I'm feeling fabulous right now. So welcome to 2016. I hope you have a wonderful 2016. I hope you and the listeners, all of you, have a tremendous year. It's always a good time to reassess when you come to the end of the year, and it feels so fresh and new when you come to the beginning of the year. I hope that all of you don't waste your time and you do some wonderful things for each other, your families, and do whatever you want to do to improve your lives. That's all. I like that because I was talking about resolutions the other day and how resolutions don't work, I think. Maybe for some people they do, but that there's another way to look at it. And I wish, of course, the same thing for everybody that's listening to the show. A great year. Whatever it is you want, whatever the bumps are, I hope they're small. Because nobody gets through life without bumps, right? But I hope your health. My grandmother used to say this. She used to talk about the most important thing you have to have, Catherine, she called me Catherine, is your health. And I used to think, oh, you know, what is she talking about? When I was like 15, healthy, not even thinking about it. Now I totally know what she means, as I've maneuvered through life and seen some sad, tragic things happen to children and other people and whatnot. But this is an upbeat note. So the upbeat note is that I hope the bumps are small, absolutely, for all of you. Here's to a great 2016. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure. This one comes to us from Joseph. I like these full names. Joseph. Katie, I don't know what's happening with you, but I saw those tornadoes. I was worried about you. Then you clarified that you weren't there and it was fine. Although it was down the street from you, I feel so badly for those people. As somebody who lives in the Midwest, I understand what it's like to dodge tornadoes. But, that's a Freudian slip. They're the same thing almost, right? But we are dealing with flooding. That's what we're dealing with. The Mississippi River has surged big time. And I don't know if you're paying attention to this or not, but we've had lots of rain. There's been lots of problems with flood waters. I know in Texas that's something that you've dealt with too as well. So keep us in your prayers. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Mother Nature is wicked. First, the tornadoes that happened the day after Christmas for the people in Garland, Texas, who were just wiped out, 1,000 houses wiped out and people killed. But also these, the rising tides, the waters, not tides, water, flood waters, two dozen people dead in Missouri and in Illinois because of that. They say 7 million people in 15 states under threat of flooding. It's terrible in the eastern part of Arkansas. You know, there was a guy that was riding, the story goes, I was reading this, there's a guy riding a four-wheeler, boom, he disappeared, and they think he was swept away by the floodwaters. And in Memphis, Tennessee, the Mississippi there cresting, but luckily there's, they believe, below record levels, but people are on edge all over the place because, you know, people who live close to water, they're seeing what's happening. And Memphis, they had that terrible flood, what was it, in 2011, and they saw what happened there. So they say that they learned, they've got pumps all strategically placed that would take care of any floodwaters. They've got barriers in other places. They've been trying to deal with it because they see what's happened. I saw a picture, it might have been on CNN somewhere, of a reporter who was walking up a... he's walking up a walkway in a major metropolitan area, I'll say, and he was halfway up to his waist in water. Just shows you what can happen. And it's pretty bad, you know. And again, waist deep in the Mississippi River is not where you want to be. I think of Mud Island, which is that peninsula that juts into the Mississippi. You got, it's popular. You have homes, apartments, obviously, and they're trying to warn people of the possibility of that. And there's a good question. If you're warned that there's a possibility of flooding, do you stay and try to protect, you know, your property, try to protect your family, or do you just get the heck out of there? I say by what we've learned, you batten the hatches and you get the heck out of there. I think you just don't take a chance. Just go down the road and get a hotel. Border anything up, you know, you have to, in other words, you know, put whatever the board's up, do whatever you have to do. But I think you don't take the chance if you see that the water is really coming down. You just make it, you make it a choice to get a, to get out of there, and that's what you do. Let's move on to something else. How about this? This one is from Arman, who says, Kate, I finally saw Star Wars over the holiday, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I thought Star Wars was excellent. I was upset that Hans Solo, and warned people of this, died in the Star Wars episode, but I'm wondering if you think that they're going to make any more. Oh, you bet they are. Are you kidding? The kind of money they're making, for 3 weeks they've been number one in the box office with this Force Awakens, J.J. Abrams' version of the story by George Lucas. I don't think that they're not going to make another one. It's just a question of when are they going to make another one. Is it going to be in a couple of years? I think they'll do it. I think they'll make another one in a couple of years. They're not going to wait on this. I mean, it's hit $1.51 billion nationwide. That pretty much tells the story. So they definitely have made the money back that they spent to make it. And it leaves us with a definite storyline. I believe there's a couple directions they could go, and so I'm glad you like Star Wars. I liked it, too. You know, I was kind of iffy on going to see it, and then I went to see it, and I thought, why was I iffy on this? The story was great. I thought it was one of the best movies of the year, if you like Star Wars at all. I mean, if you know nothing about Star Wars, you have to go back and watch them. Then it would make a lot more sense. You cannot go there and not have seen it. It wouldn't make as much sense. All right, thanks for all the emails. Keep them coming, AmericaTonight.net.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Whoa, you know you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are.
Here we are, ready. Final segment for this hour of America Tonight. One of the fun things we do is involve the staff. Yeah, it's not quite like Downton Abbey by any stretch of the imagination. Technical director Patrick Eggdorf joins us now from the mothership in Minneapolis. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, Kate. How's it going?
Good. You sound a lot better. Yesterday you were a little under the weather. You were playing like the warrior you are, hurt. And I've noticed, and you and I were talking off the air about this, that a lot of people, this is just the time of year where people get sick. They catch things from other people. They get the flu. Somebody I know had laryngitis for like 2 weeks. Can you imagine laryngitis for 2 weeks?
I'm not sure if I've ever actually had laryngitis, but I can imagine it's not fun.
Yeah, no kidding. It'd be brutal. All right, so let's start our little game here of true or false. Eli Manning had some man tears to shed when he found out that his Super Bowl winning coach resigned after the Giants wrapped up a miserable season, week 17 of the NFL. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
You're right. Tom Coughlin resigned as the Giants head coach. There have been a few coaches that have been fired in the NFL. He decided to resign. It was another lame season for New York. He spent 12 years there. That is great tenure, 69 years old. And he won a couple of Super Bowls, and that is longevity, my friends, in the NFL. But to for the Giants to have back-to-back bad years the way that they played this year. I mean, you had to have known that most likely the plug would be pulled, so why wait? Why not just take the bull by the horns and just go ahead and resign? And he cited family concerns, too, because he has a family that, you know, grandchildren, all that kind of stuff. And 12 years and the kind of contract he had, if he wants to stay in the NFL in another capacity, somebody would probably pick him up. I can't imagine that he wouldn't be picked up in some other capacity as a role. I don't think he wants to do it, though. And to have the back-to-back seasons, like I said, where you have six wins, that's not going to cut it. All right, let's move on to something completely different from the Giants. To this, true or false, McDonald's decided that, although they are reluctant to raise the price of their main fare, which is hamburgers, they were going to have to do it, and they were going to have, because of the price of production, they were going to have to raise hamburgers across the board by 15 cents, and because in some states they're being forced to pay more. Of course, this is franchisees. True or false?
I'm going to say false for that one.
Yes, that is a false story. Are you kidding? They try to sucker you in for anything. This is our value menu, 2 cents, Patrick, and you can have two hamburgers, or what we call hamburgers, and French fries, because they're competing against everybody else in the fast food world. I just read something today where the pizza price wars are heating up. I, in fact, linked something to my Facebook where Papa John's and Pizza Hut were selling pizzas at unheard of prices. I mean, they're slashing their prices. It's a cheap product to make, and you're coming up on the Super Bowl where 13 million pizzas are sold, basically. So Papa John's is offering customers who buy a large pizza at a regular price, they can buy the second one for 50 cents. So that's pretty cheap if you got a family to feed. For Pizza Hut, people who buy a medium pizza with one topping for $5, as long as they buy at least one other item, like breadsticks, soft drinks, whatever, they get a second pizza also for $5. So if you're a fan of the pizza and you're not worried about your waistline and you like either one of those places, now's the time to get ordering that pizza when you don't feel like cooking, if you know what I mean. Hillary Clinton and her jokes. Try as she might, a lot of times they just miss. She's no comedian. Hillary Clinton pledged that she was going to look into, Patrick, this UFO situation. She did this during a meeting with the Conway Daily Sun. She pledged to look into it. And this, of course, is New Hampshire that we're talking about, because somebody reported seeing a UFO, and she says she'll figure out what the deal is with that, like Area 51 in Roswell, New Mexico. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
It is true, because Bill Clinton spoke about it back in 2007 with Jimmy Kimmel. He said he had reviewed government information on Roswell and Area 51, because that's where the heart of some of these alien conspiracy theories live. He said that he had seen no evidence of visitors to Earth from another planet, and said if I were visited someday, I wouldn't be surprised. So, you know, you have Independence Day, the movie, coming back out again, and this starts the conversation about Area 51. So Clinton said that and made the joke about she would look into it. She would see if there was more to it. So she grabbed a little bit of the headlines, but her joke didn't really, it kind of fell flat. She's kind of piggybacking off of some of what was being said, and it just didn't work for her. Let's put it that way. All right, how about this story? Sad news about that ship that left for Miami and unfortunately was whipped into the middle of a hurricane. The El Faro, now they say they have found the final resting place for the missing ship. The National Transportation Safety Board released underwater video of the final resting place of the El Faro. Is this true or false?
I'm going to say true for this one as well.
Wow, you are batting a thousand, brother. El Faro, absolutely. The search ended up without any of the data recorder stuff from the cargo ship, but they did find the final resting place, and the NTSB said that they've got documentation of the cargo ship, so they didn't locate the recorder, like I mentioned. The ship sank during its run-in with Hurricane Joaquin. A Navy search team was able to locate the ship's navigation bridge last week. So among the 33 on board, only one person, the remains have been found so far. 28 Americans are among those missing. This was an 800-foot container ship that it was in 15,000 feet of water near Crooked Island. So it was in an upright position with a stem buried about 30 feet in. The bridge and the deck below had separated and were not with the rest of the ship. It's a terrible, chilling scenario, and it was in the middle of the eye of the hurricane. Unfortunately, for all those people on board, that's what happened. They knew that the weather was approaching, but they couldn't do anything about the course that they were on, as the story goes. So, unfortunately. All right, how about this last one here? Let's talk about this one. True or false, Bruce Springsteen is releasing an album, believe it or not, with a kind of a duet deal, including one female artist who couldn't be more popular and was just on the cover of Time magazine, Adele. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
Ah, false. I knew I could get you. I needed one more chance. Adele is selling records like crazy, as you know, Patrick. It's unbelievable. But no duet plan yet for The Boss. Thanks, Patrick, for that, and for all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.